And sort of a history-making spacewalk this week. It will still happen, but a little bit differently. That spacewalk with astronauts that started with work last week was supposed to be two women, only to find out that they only had one spacesuit fitted for a woman. Joining us right now, Sherry Preston from ABC News. Sherry, what happened?
Well, here's what happened. There's two women up on the International Space Station, and one of them is named Christina Cook, and the other one is named Anne McLean. Anne McLean had checked out her spacesuit on the ground, and it had fit her in a size large and a size medium. And we should say that this is top and bottom of these suits. Okay, they are you know fitted. They're meant to be interchangeable. She got up into space, and she said, the medium fits me much better. Well, guess what? There's only two medium spacesuits on the International Space Station, and one of them is out of commission. That meant only one of these women could wear it, because the other astronaut, Christina Cook, also wears a medium. So McLean said, you go ahead and do it. You know, she's the commander, and she said, you go ahead and do this. It's not a matter of me being nice or anything. It didn't fit. You know what I mean? So you're the better two to carry on the spacewalk. But here's the bottom line of this. It's not just that the spacesuits don't fit. Christina Cook and the spacesuit that she wore have one thing in common, and that is that they are both 40 years old.
That is shocking to me. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? 1979 is when Christina Cook was born, and when that spacesuit was born as well. So the bottom line is they need more spacesuits up there, and they need them. Yes, they do need them in women's sizes, because you've got the two mediums, then the rest are all large or extra large, so they wouldn't have fit either of those women. You know, so if the fact that they had more than just one would have solved this problem. But yeah, it's time to redesign these spacesuits. And NASA, first of all, I want to give full credit to our wonderful producer in Houston, Gina Sinceri. She knows all things space and is phenomenal, but she has spent a long time talking with NASA, and NASA has spent years developing the next generation of spacesuit that's needed for deep space exploration. They've done this, they've turned it in, but they can't get a president to approve the budget. They can't find someone to actually fund the programs for these spacesuits. Perhaps, maybe this space force that they're talking about in the Trump administration, maybe that will be the one that finally gets astronaut spacesuits that fit.
I mean, NASA used to be a priority. We used to get excited about NASA missions, and it just seems like they are sort of underfunded and kind of forgotten in some ways.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the International Space Station, people couldn't tell you what's going on up there, how many are up there. I mean, you got to wonder and question. I mean, you're wondering, like, okay, the idea that, you know, the Trump administration is saying we're going to fund this space force. Now, they're talking about it being a branch of the military, actually fighting wars rather than, you know, a scientific mission. But yeah, I think a lot of people are wondering, when is it time that we decide how important we think the exploration of space is? Because they're talking about trips to, you know, eventually to Mars. And meantime, all of these private companies, SpaceX, you know, Blue Origin, they are taking off as well.
Absolutely. And they've kind of sort of taken over and picked up what NASA is not doing. So, you know, very interesting. This may be a catalyst toward some more funding. Sherry, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time as always.
Paul, have a great morning and a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Thanks. Bye-bye.